Extract of a letter from General Post Office to the Secretary of State for the Colonial Office about the licensing of the BBC, 8th of March, 1923. TNA catalogue reference C0323/904. Your reference 45026/1922. PO reference 15465/22. All communications should be addressed to the Secretary, General Post Office. General Post Office, London EC1, 7th of March, 1923. Sir, in continuation of the Post Office letter of the 20th of October last, I am directed by the Postmaster General to acquaint you, for the information of the Secretary of State for the Colonies, that the arrangements for wireless broadcasting in Great Britain have now been completed. A licence, copy enclosed, has been granted to the British Broadcasting Company, Limited, for the establishment of 8 stations in different parts of the country for the purpose of broadcasting, by wireless telephony, concerts, lectures, educational matter, speeches, weather reports, theatrical entertainments, and any other matter, including news and other information, from time to time approved by the Postmaster General. Permission to broadcast news under certain conditions has been given by a supplemental licence, copy also enclosed. The company's stations will be established at or in the vicinity of London, Manchester, Birmingham, Glasgow, Newcastle-on-Tyne, Cardiff, Aberdeen and Plymouth, or Southampton. The constitution of the company and its relations with the manufacturers who will form its individual members are set forth in the enclosed Memorandum and Articles of Association and in the form of agreement scheduled to the licence. Number 186424. Certificate of Incorporation. I thereby certify that the British Broadcasting Company Limited is this day incorporated under the Companies Act, 1908 to 1917, and that the company is limited. Given under my hand at London this 15th day of December 1922, H. Birtles, Registrar of Joint Stock Companies. Fees and deed stamps, £30, 10 shillings and no pence. Stamp duty on capital, £1,000, no shillings and no pence.